Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Well, hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Lisa and Hendy and Friends Show. Today I'm joined by a delightful guest. I'm so excited to chime in on this conversation with Carlo Broussard. Carlo is a native of Southern Louisiana, who left a promising music career to devote himself full-time to the work of Catholic apologetics. With undergraduate and graduate degrees in theology, as well as a master's in philosophy, Carlo is a full-time staff apologist for Catholic Answers, and he travels the country giving talks on apologetics, the Bible, theology, and philosophy. Welcome to the show, Carlo Broussard.
Hey, Lisa, thank you for having me.
It's a treat. Now, we're here today to talk about this fascinating book of yours, Meeting the Protestant Challenge, How to Answer 50 Biblical Objections to Catholic Beliefs. My goodness, before we chime into this, which is quite a tome, I just want to have you share, we've read your official bio, but a little bit more about yourself and your family.
Yeah, well, like the bio said, I come from a music background in Southern Louisiana. I started playing Cajun music. I played the Cajun accordion. And if you don't know what that is, your listeners can Google it. You know, Zydeco, Cajun, rock and roll and stuff. I started playing when I was 13 in the bars and recorded my first album at 13, recorded my second album at 16, was pursuing that musical career. And around 20 is when I gave it all up to pursue theology and philosophy and apologetics, because 2 years prior to that, I was inspired by the ministry of Tim Staples. I was introduced to apologetics, and through that study, a great love developed within my heart for the Lord and for the church. I became convicted and discovered a newfound dream. I felt the Lord was calling me to study theology and philosophy and apologetics and hopefully one day be an apologist. So at 20 years old, I gave up my whole musical career. A week before our studio session, we were scheduled to record an album, and I gave it all up and started pursuing my formal training. And 15 years from that time is when I came on with Catholic Answers. I got a text from Tim Staples and said, hey, let's do it. And so I've been here now about 4.5 years and just living the dream, loving every minute.
That's amazing. So many people listen to Catholic Answers, and, you know, so many people come to you guys with big questions of faith. And and so it must be quite the dream to have, you know, pursued that and to find yourself there. How did the book come up, Meeting the Protestant Challenge? Yes. How did this become something that was a priority for you?
Yeah, great question. So in my studies, you know, since the modern apologetics movement began in the late 80s with our founder here at Catholic Answers, Carl Keating, there was a plethora of resources answering the central challenge that was the focus for the modern apologetics movement. Where's that in the Bible, right? Where's the Pope? Where's the Mary? Where's saints, etc.? But in my studies, I was finding in these resources a distinct kind of challenge, Lisa. Rather than where's that in the Bible, it was a challenge that took this form. How can the church teach X when the Bible says Y? So it was a charge of contradiction. It's saying, hey, your belief, Mr. Catholic, contradicts what this Bible passage says. And that's a challenge, Lisa, that we're required to meet as Catholics. That's something that we need to take serious. And these are good challenges, because if we're going to believe anything, it cannot, at least it can't contradict sacred scripture, because we hold sacred scripture to be just that sacred, divinely inspired by God. And so we need to be able to show that, hey, our belief, say in Mary Perpetual Virginity, doesn't contradict what the Bible says when it speaks of Jesus's brothers. There's a way to reconcile that belief with those passages. And so what I do is I take 50 of these challenges from our Protestant brothers and sisters that take that distinct form and show you how we as Catholics meet those challenges, right? In a very methodical way, simple way, but in depth at the same time. And hopefully with clarity, you know, and also ultimately with charity, in order to help our Protestant brothers and sisters see that, hey, we're not contradicting God's word. We're not undermining God's word. We're simply presenting a belief that not only coheres with the Bible, but also, too, in each of the challenges, I provide positive biblical evidence for the belief under consideration.
I love that. I love that. And I love the sort of dialogue driven kind of focus on this book. It's really a resource, I think, not only just to kind of counter, you know, arguments, but really to grow in our own faith and to help those that we're in conversation with, you know, begin to understand the perspective that we're coming from. I'd imagine that a lot of Catholics who pick this up are discovering this information for the very first time in this format. One of the things I wanted to ask you about is each of the challenges, and you mentioned there are 50 of them, you kind of close the chapter with a counter challenge and an afterthought.
Right.
Can you say a little bit more about those parts of each of the challenges?
Yeah, so what that does is just simply to follow up what we've talked about in the sort of the meat and the potatoes of the challenge, where we're actually doing a Bible study, right? So in meeting the challenges, we're digging into God's word, discovering truths about God's word in order to appreciate God's revelation to us. And we're doing this ultimately out of love of God, because God revealed these truths to us and we care enough about God to get this stuff right, okay? And it's an act of love for our Protestant friends as well to lead them to the truth. But in doing so and in studying God's word, after we do all that, it's important that we ask a question or two to our Protestant friends to begin thinking about you know, about their position and about what we've talked about. So it's sort of a counter challenge. So for example, if you take the challenge that I mentioned earlier concerning Mary's perpetual virginity and Jesus's brothers, right? A counter challenge question could be, if a biblical word has a wide range of meanings, well, then shouldn't we figure out how it's being used before we draw theological conclusions? And that's based upon what we talked about in that particular challenge, namely that the word for brothers, that's used in scripture in a wide range, a variety of ways, and covers a wide range of meaning. And so with that knowledge, we have to ask the question, okay, well, if it can be used in a variety of ways over and above and beyond biological brothers, well, then we need to try to figure out how it's being used here when it speaks of Jesus's brothers. And so that leads on to that gives us the pathway, clears the pathway for the inquiry into discovering, well, okay, how is the gospel writer using the term brother? And so we can see that you can't appeal to the term brother as evidence to disprove Mary's perpetual virginity, because brothers can be used in a variety of ways, right? So that's sort of the counter challenge. And then the afterthought is just what we would say in Louisiana, Lisa, lanyap. it's an extra nugget or an extra idea to consider. Maybe you might even say an extra arrow to pull from the quiver in order to meet this particular challenge that we're considering in each chapters.
And that's the afterthought. I don't know how you did it, but you chose the very first question that I turned to and when you mentioned that one that you just brought up. Another question that or a challenge that I found particularly interesting, because one of the biggest misunderstandings that I find for my friends who don't share our Catholic faith is I quite frequently speak about the saints and my love for the saints. And that's often something right. that confounds those who haven't grown up in the tradition. They, you know, misunderstand what it is that we really believe about right. the saints. On page 206 in challenge 38, you bring up the topic, God alone knows our hearts, and you begin to discuss the intercession of the saints. Can you say a little bit more about this particular challenge?
Yeah, so this is coming from an Old Testament passage that does affirm that God alone knows our hearts. And we recognize that as Catholics. But it doesn't necessarily follow from that that God can't give that knowledge and infuse that knowledge into the minds of the blessed souls in heaven, right? Because this sort of knowledge, knowledge of the interior movements of the heart and the mind of people, that's not a knowledge that requires infinite power, like God's omniscience, right? In the sense that a creature, there's no way a creature could have that sort of knowledge, because that's a finite form of knowledge, right? To know my interior thoughts, okay, or to know your interior thoughts, Lisa, that's a knowledge that goes beyond my natural powers as a human being, right? There's no way I could possibly know your thoughts by my own natural powers. And so in order for me to know your interior thoughts, in order for Mary to know my interior thoughts, that created finite intellect is going to need an enhancement of power, right? It's going to need some grace. It's going to need to be elevated. And God can give that power to the intellects or the minds of those souls in heaven, and even us here on earth. There have been mystics in the history of the Catholic Church where God infuses knowledge into the minds of the mystics to know what's going on in the heart and the mind of the people to whom they're ministering. And that's a power that God can give to his rational creatures, angelic and or human. And so the idea that Mary can know all of our prayers at the same time and have access to the interior movements of our heart and our mind without verbally expressing it, that's a knowledge that God can infuse into her mind and into the minds of all the saints in heaven. And that's something that doesn't contradict God's nature or his omnipotence or his omniscience, because that knowledge doesn't exhaust the divine essence, we would say in theology. It's a knowledge that a finite creature can have, but the finite creature can only have that knowledge if God gives the knowledge directly.
Fantastic. Carlo, one thing that really occurred to me in picking up the book was how this really could be a book that opens a door to dialogue with people, whether they're believers or non-believers, who may not really understand what it is that we, you know, hold so dear to our hearts as Catholics. So could you say a little bit about how you are hearing that the book is being used as a resource for conversation to really help both the Protestant or non-believer and the Catholic who pick up the book?
Yeah, well, it is being used in apologetic studies. I know of one parish here in California that purchased several copies because they have an apologetics class, and they're using the book as their textbook and going through the various challenges in order to equip Catholics with the tools needed to engage in conversations primarily with Protestants. Now, with regard to unbelievers, maybe atheists or agnostics, there's not much in the book that's going to equip a Catholic to convince the atheist or the agnostic or the skeptic of the truth of the Catholic faith, because there's a lot of other foundational ideas that need to be taken care of before you ever begin talking about Mary and the saints and the Pope, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. But what it can serve, the purpose it can serve relative to your conversations with unbelievers or skeptics, is to at least be able to articulate the what of what we believe. So if an unbeliever or a skeptic is just basically asking, okay, well, what do you believe as a Catholic? Well, then the book can help relative to that purpose, achieve that purpose. But as far as convincing skeptics and unbelievers, you're going to have to get my first book that I wrote, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And that book is ordered to coaching Catholics to engage in conversations with atheists, agnostics, and skeptics.
I think one thing, and clearly you've made this your life work, is for yourself and for others, drawing us closer to the truth, which is a perpetual journey. We will spend our entire lives learning and praying our way through all of this material. I'm so grateful. Wonder if there are any kind of closing thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners before we let you get back to your work.
Yeah, well, I would just direct them to shop.catholic.com. That's where they can get the book, or they can get it on Amazon, and we would appreciate if they give us a review. But just know that in meeting the Protestant challenge, it's all motivated by love. Ultimately, it's love that moves us to engage in these questions, to engage these questions and these challenges, because ultimately we love God. We care enough about God's revelation that we want to get it right. And we love our neighbor, right? We will the good of the other. And we recognize the fullness of revelation in the Catholic faith as a great good. In fact, it's a good God has given us for our complete, perfect human happiness. And we want to share that gift and share that good with others, especially those who have misconceptions about that gift. So we want to clarify those misconceptions, share the truth in order that others may come to experience the joy that our Lord has come to give us.
Beautiful. Again, friends, our guest today has been Carlo Broussard. Carlo, thank you so much for being a guest on the show and for the beautiful work that you're doing, and especially
thank
for
you.
The gift of this book. We'll have
you're
links
welcome,
in our show notes, friends, for you to have all the information about meeting the Protestant challenge, how to answer 50 biblical objections to Catholic beliefs by our guest, Carlo Broussard. Be sure to visit his website, carlobroussard.com. We'll have that and the link to purchase the book in the show notes over at LisaHendy.com, or really wherever you're listening to the podcast today. That is it for this week's Lisa Hendy and Friends show. You can find all of our previous episodes, information on Carlo, today's guest, and my contact information at LisaHendy.com. Until next time, have an awesome day and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zimak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.